Support for KPLU's studio sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 15th and 16th, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers demonstrating their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
I am so glad to be here today to present this fantastic group with Joe Doria on the Hammond organ, Andy Coe playing guitar, and Devon Lewis behind the drums. Give it up for McTough.
Thank you.
Joe Doria on the Hammond organ, Andy Coe guitar, Devon Lewis drumming. It's McTough live in the studios here at KPLU. Great to have you guys here. Joe, I wonder if you could start off with giving us a little history of the band. I know it's been almost a decade. I think I first caught you guys at an outdoor barbecue in somebody's backyard back in the day. Exactly. What was the inspiration to form the group?
Well, we did an ode to Jack McTough, and we did it at Egan's, and it went well. We did a second one, and more and more packed. We did like a double night, and then I wrote some originals, and the band did those, and off to the races after that. It was like, this is a good band, so we should keep playing.
Yeah, it is a great band, and I wonder if you could talk about that aspect of writing new material, because there certainly can be a tendency to just dig deep into what's already been done, because that's some pretty cool stuff if you can find that pocket. But you guys have constantly gone beyond that and created your own thing, isn't that true?
Yeah. I think everybody in the band writes incredible original music, but they also grab some of their favorites. You know, Andy just did a Bob Dylan night. Sounded like it was a blast. Devon does the same thing, plays covers of, you know, great hits all the time. But the organ thing, I like to choose, you know, some pop tunes of our time, you know, standards of my era, and kind of adapt them to the organ sound, you know, that old, and just make it kind of new and funky and hip and have fun.
Can you tell us about some of the, because your originals are so fantastic, what makes a song worth covering for you guys?
Melody, I guess. Seeing how we can, you know, twist and adjust the melody and make it something of our own. That's kind of something I enjoy doing. It's not, I don't do tunes exactly like the original artists, because they've already done it so well, so why try and, you know, do that? No way. That's a band will attest to. But, you know, just try and make it different every time, and it usually is.
McTough is live in the studios there at the Bellevue Jazz Festival next Wednesday night. Could you tell us the name of the first song, and what have you got for us next?
That was called Stop to See Something, and we played it way back in the day, and it never made it to CD, but I think we'll do that and many more covers at the Bellevue Jazz Fest and have some fun.
Fantastic. And what do you got for us next?
Let's do, you know, Prince just passed away, one of my favorites, so let's do one of his beautiful tunes. It's called The Beautiful Ones. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's McTough, live on KPLU. Joe Doria, Hammond organ, Andy Coe guitar, Devon Lewis drumming. And Devon, I got a question for you. If you swing that microphone around, an original member of the band, you've got a legacy of soul in the family. Your grandpa, Dave Lewis, really helped to create the Seattle sound, a great keyboard player. And I wonder how easy it is, because it's a lot harder than it looks to play as funky as you do. And I wonder if that's always been easy for you, if that's something you had to develop.
Yeah, I would say I had to develop, you know. I mean, I listened to a lot of funk growing up. I wasn't necessarily raised on listening to jazz or swing per se, but right. A lot of my influence were like, I would play to the radio, to pop, pop music. And so, just practicing a lot in my mom's basement.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it took a little bit of work.
Yeah.
You got it figured out, man. Yeah. Andy Coe on the guitar, Roosevelt High School grad, University of North Texas. You've had some good education. Tell us about how you think that education has helped you develop your sound. And if you're still involved, are you involved in education yourself if you're teaching kids out there?
I haven't been teaching as much for the last few years, but I have a couple students who are awesome. And it's always a lot of fun working with inspired folks who want to learn. But that education was great for me. I mean, mostly just to meet lots of other great musicians from, especially at North Texas, from around the world. It was pretty incredible to just kind of see what everyone else is up to and learn and inspire each other, learn from and inspire each other, And,
right. As much as the jazz education has really blossomed in the United States recently, it's still all about being around great players, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the name of the game.
Joe Doria on the Hammond organ, Volume 3 of the McTough series, starting with Volume 1, and then Volume 2, oddly, right in the middle. What's the story on Volume 4?
Well, I'm going for more of a little more soul, a little more backbeat happening, down tempo on some, and it'll have some McTough rockers, as usual, inserted as well. But just kind of working it out, it'll be a more synth. Involved with the organ, so we'll get some other sounds happening.
It's interesting, yeah. Very interesting. And we've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with, Joe?
Cool. We're going to do a Crusaders song called Mama Told Me So.
Right on. Thank you. On the Hammond organ, Andy Coe guitar, Devon Lewis drums. That's McTough, ladies and gentlemen, McTough.